It's been a while since I've talked to you. Chris here, back with our third Grind PRC volume of 2013. Sure, that's one a month, but we got two shows in January and then just missed February altogether. I thought it was like a leap year or something where we skipped the month instead of adding a day. Looks like I was once again led astray by my Mayan calendar. You can tell it's been a while because I forgot to get a station ID with Pat from Brutal Youth, who we'll be talking to later in the show. Instead, we started volume 148 off with a track from Junior Battles called Believe It or Not, George Isn't at Home. That's a track coming off of the new Get Party Records compilation, Let's Waste Time Together. We'll have some more cuts off that comp throughout the show. And we'll be talking to the vocalist from Toronto's Brutal Youth in just 10 minutes or so. And then we'll be hearing some more great stuff that has made its way to our mailbox over the past few months. Up first, a From the Mailbox feature on Regional Faction, a four-piece from Seattle who were raised on the mid-90s SoCal skate punk era sound. Regional Faction recently released their 12-track debut album, Defiance at Large, on Parasite Records. This is Resin 7.
Time and place is now. not gonna say what in way you don't go through the back door with a poem and a bonnet. You go through the front door with a tie, and you own the march of the moon. That's how you do the thing.
We also heard Pet Salmon, the eighth cut off of their Defiance at Large album. RegionalFaction.com is their home on the web, and you can pick yourself up their album while you're there, or scope out some of their upcoming show dates, including a gig on April 4th at the Hard Rock Cafe in Seattle, as part of the Hard Rock Rising Battle 4 Showdown. One last Regional Faction track, this is Eighth for My Dad. Two songs away from my talk with Pat from Brutal Youth. One of those is a track off of their brand new Stay Honest album out next month on My Fingers My Brain Records and Get Party Records, two great labels out of Ontario. Get Party Records also just released that 25-song compilation Let's Waste Time Together. It was originally scheduled to come out on Tuesday of this week, but was released earlier than that as a Pay What You Can on the getparty.bandcamp.com page, with proceeds going to help pay some quickly accumulating vet bills after a vicious dog attack on a friend's dog. Loads of wicked bands contributing to this release. Bands like The Snips, Booze Cruise, Torches to Triggers, The Decay, and more, including Orphan Choir. This is Red Channels.
Yeah.
Spiritual Youth, 53 Degrees.
Welcome back to The Grind. We have a dude here from Brutal Youth. We're talking to Patio Lantern, vocalist for the band. How are you doing today, my friend?
I'm well, thank you.
Honestly, it's been a little while since we've had a show, but it's also been a little while since we've had you on the line. So it's good to catch up with you guys. You have a brand new album that's coming out in the next month or so. Hey, in April?
Yeah, coming out next month, a month and a day.
There we go, April 2nd. So that album is called Stay Honest. And you're partnering up with a couple different labels to get that out there. Do you want to tell us about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're doing it through our regular label, My Fingers, My Brain, and they have partnered with another label also based in Ontario out of London called Get Party Records, and both record labels are going to co-release.
Fantastic. Now, it's been a little while since you guys have had a full length. This will be your latest in the discography of Brutal Youth. How do you feel that you guys have progressed musically as a band since inception a while back?
This will be the second full length record, and we had a split a little while back with a band called Tightrope that we did. As far as progression goes, when the band first started, it was just me and I was writing all of the songs, and it was just kind of a solo project, and it kind of grew legs and started running. So with the new stuff, everyone has been contributing rather than it's just my writing, so the sound has changed quite a bit, because rather than just my focus, it's now become sort of everyone's vision. And I think that that's really reflected in the songs, especially on the new album. On the split, you could see that the sound was growing, but definitely on the new album. I mean, there are songs that Kyle wrote, there are songs that Greg wrote, and all of the songs we arranged together, so it was nice to work as a unit rather than just a single person writing the songs.
That's awesome. Now, right at the start of this segment, we played 53 Degrees. You guys have a video for that as well, featuring someone in your family, if I am correct.
Yeah, I shot it when I was home with my dog. We just kind of went out every day for the 2 weeks that I was home visiting my parents over Christmas. My brother helped out a lot, and my mom helped me as well. And the family dog, his name is Dodger, so I wanted to immortalize him.
That's wicked. I was looking at that and I had to think, that is not in Toronto. That's got to be back in Newfoundland, hey?
It's in Labrador, yeah, in Labrador City.
Okay, now you guys transplanted from Newfoundland back in 2010 to Toronto. I'm sure that's got to help being more centralized for playing shows and that kind of thing. How have you felt that benefited the band?
Yeah, well, that was the idea. We all moved up together with the idea that we would move somewhere that was a little more central, that would provide us the opportunity to play more places without having to save money all year and you know, basically get on a boat and go that way. So that was the thought behind it.
Now, Newfoundland itself has, and the Maritimes in general, they have a wicked scene. But as you say, it's hard to save up to do that. You know, if you're doing a cross-Canadian tour, even just to get out to Toronto, that's a big dip into the old savings fund, hey?
Yeah, the Atlantic provinces for sure have a fantastic scene. Halifax is great, Truro's great, St. John's, Newfoundland is great. The problem really is growing outside of St. John's specifically when you're living in Newfoundland, because it's difficult to get away, and to do it, you really have to plan it out, and you really have to allot the time and not have to worry about it in terms of, like, am I going to have a job to come back to? Am I going to be able to afford my rent? That sort of thing.
Off of their 2012 split with Montreal's Tightrope, Brutal Youth with Postman.
A Toronto-based band now, it offers you the opportunity to get down to the States a lot easier as well. And I see you guys are heading down there for some dates in April.
We are, yep. Next month we're headed down with a band called After the Fall, which coincidentally is their record release as well. So we'll both be releasing records, I think, on the same day. So that'll be interesting.
Cool. And you've got some other dates lined up as well that are in the works?
Yeah. We're planning a 10-day tour. So some of that is booked. We're still looking for dates for some of it, but you know, in the next week or two, we should have it all ironed out.
Right on. Now, is this your first trip down into the States as a band?
We actually went once before for one day, and we drove all the way to North Carolina to play a show.
Oh, wow. What drew you down there for that?
The first record, Spill Your Guts, was released by Death to False Hope Records on their website there as a free download. So I was in touch with the guy who runs that label. His name is Scotty. And I was just asking him. He was doing a fest, and I asked him if we could play. And he worked some things out for us and got us down. So we had wanted to play the States, and this was sort of our first foray into that. It was fantastic, but we sort of realized that if we were going to do this, we needed to plan it a little better than, you know, one 19-hour drive.
Man, that must have been killer. A lot of fun, probably, but just dead ass when you get home, hey?
Yeah.
From 2010, Spill Your Guts release, Four Letter Words.
A little bit closer to home, you guys have some dates coming up this week, specifically tonight. I guess you guys are playing tonight with label mates from My Fingers, My Brains, School Damage, and the band as well. And that's going on in Guelph?
Yeah, U, the band, like the letter U. They're just called U. So we're playing with them, and we're playing with School Damage. And Guelph is where My Fingers, My Brain is based out of. It's their one-year anniversary, so it's going to be a big party tonight.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. I wish I could be there.
Yeah.
And then just shortly after that, you guys are going to be playing at the Bovine Sex Club with friends in Counter, hey?
Yes.
You worked with Eric Hughes from of Monin and Counter fame on a track here on Stay Honest. What track was that?
It's called Albatross. Yeah, he sang part of, I guess it's a verse. I don't really know. Sometimes it's one shot, that song.
How did that all come to be? You guys just tightened the scene?
You know what? Our guitarist, Greg, works with Eric, and he had been sort of showing him our band, and we had been listening to Eric's band, and we just kind of said, like, hey, he's got a great voice. Let's try and get him on the track. And he was really receptive to the idea, so he came into the studio. We actually recorded the album with the guitarist from Cunter, Greg. So it wasn't a problem to get Eric to come in.
Well, that's awesome. How was it working with Greg in the studio?
Greg was fantastic. Greg Dawson at BWC Studios. He was a trooper. Because, I mean, we came in and we only had 7 days to record. And I think that he thought we were going to do something like 9 or 10 songs. And we ended up coming in with 21 songs.
So holy shit.
It was more than he had anticipated, but he worked through it really well. So, yeah, he was awesome.
At the end of the day, you guys have 18 tracks on this brand new album. That's Stay Honest. And you guys can, if people are interested, you can actually pre-order it now. You guys have that available up online.
Yeah, the pre-order should, I think it finishes on the 15th. So there's still a couple of days left to grab it if people want to. And then after that, the pre-order will be taken down. And when it comes out, you can just sort of regular order it.
Awesome. Did you guys go like just anywhere musically that you've never gone before on any of these tracks, or are you sticking with the tried and true sound of Brutal Youth?
I think we're sort of sticking to our guns. Like I said before, we're kind of growing into a sound. This is the second album, and we still sort of are figuring out where exactly we want to be in the musical spectrum. I mean, it's still funk, it's still fast, it's a lot of hardcore, but I mean, it's different from the first album, in my opinion. It's better, in my opinion, but we'll see how people react.
Let the fans decide, hey?
That's right.
We're very happy to have a brand new track from you guys as well that is also out on a compilation. It's Dwight. Well, tell me a little bit about that song. What's the story behind that?
It's a song about losing a friend just based on bullshit between, stuff that at the end of the day wasn't really important, but when it came down to it, the friendship wasn't there. It couldn't survive. So it's about losing someone just in the shuffle of everyday life.
That happens too often, hey?
Yeah, seems to.
Well, Sacred Heart of Jesus. Slow down, orangutan.
I think we should get at least one more track here on our segment before we let you go. What song would you like to hear?
I don't know. You know what? Kyle wrote a fantastic song called Theory of Relativity. Maybe we'll give that one a go.
Sounds awesome. That's also the last track on Stay Honest.
It is.
Okay, well, let's get to that in just a little bit. Also, on vinyl, you can pick this album up.
Yeah. It's available on vinyl. I think we've got 3 different colors, and hopefully we're able to sell all 500 copies. Because I don't want them sitting around in my apartment.
They take up more space than digital downloads and CDs.
Oh, it's ridiculous. I've got the split sitting around in my apartment, so I don't need more.
Well, is there anything that we didn't touch on today that you want to get out there? Maybe some shout-outs to friends in the scene or whatnot?
You know what? I think we're good. Thanks for having us.
Hey, man. Thanks for taking some time today to talk to us.
Cool.
All right, guys. So if you want to connect with Brutal Youth, see them live at one of their upcoming dates. Find out where those dates are by hitting up brutalyouth.bandcamp.com is where you're going to find their music. And they're on the Facebook as well, facebook.com/brutalyouth. All right, man. Well, thank you very much for your time, and I will catch you on the flip side.
Thanks, Chris. Really appreciate it.
wrapping up their interview segment and their new album, Stay Honest, with the song Theory of Relativity. And we just heard October 31st from Lay It on the Line, a melodic hardcore band from the UK. That song will be found on the band's forthcoming mini-album, Crowhurst, which will also be pressed on vinyl. The four-piece South London outfit are currently homeward bound following some gigs in Germany this past week and the Netherlands, and are gearing up for some support shows around the UK in April. You can connect with them at facebook.com/layitontheline, and you can also find links to their Indiegogo project, helping fund their new label Fire Engine Red Records and their new Crowhurst release. Pinnacle is a new melodic punk rock band from Texas, melding in some post-hardcore into their sound, as well as a member who lives in Russia. This is their first song off their debut demo, Home. Piece based out of Austin, Texas, but as I mentioned before, featuring a Russian member, Romy from Vladimir City's Trick Shots. Pinnacle can be found at facebook.com/pinnacleatx. You can stay on top of their news and hear new songs as they're released. This is the second song that the band has put out from their upcoming demo, Leader. Well, that's pretty much it for this week's volume. We did take a bunch of time between our last show and this one due to all of us at The Grind being quite busy with work and life, but we won't be waiting for over a month until the next show. Stacey will be bringing us an interview with Canada's legendary The Real McKenzies on our next program, which hits the web next Friday, March 8th. And Marcus also has some interviews with some great artists coming up in the weeks to come. We're going to wrap it up with a McKenzies track from their latest release, West Winds. This is My Head Is Filled With Music. Thanks for tuning in, and I will catch you guys next week.